Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, wildlife officials have approved the lethal removal of wolves from a couple packs in Washington state that are responsible for multiple attacks on cattle. The Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife made the authorization to approve lethal action against the Smackow Pack in Stevens County, as well as the Togo Pack in Ferry County. Now, the Smackow Pack has preyed on five cattle since August 20th, with four heifers being killed and a calf being injured during attacks on private pastures. Lethal removal policy for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife allows wolves to be killed if they prey on livestock three times in a 30-day period or four times in a 10-month period. Additional lethal removal has also been authorized for the remaining members of the Togo Pack. Earlier this grazing season, a male wolf was killed in northern Ferry County after the Togo Pack had preyed on livestock six times since November, with three cases happening during a 10-month period in August. Now, since the start of the year, Washington State is home to at least 122 wolves, 22 packs, and 14 successful breeding pairs, according to an annual field study conducted by state, tribal, and federal wildlife managers. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.